Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Of the C2P, I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by. If you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guest. And today we got a fantastic young man coming on the program, the Louisiana Tech standout receiver, one of the best in Conference USA. It's none other than Adrian Hardy. He was invited to both the Hula Bowl and the NFLPA Bowl. Two fantastic events. And with that said, Adrian, you've done everything you needed to do to get yourself in this draft position, but welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's treating me real good. Just sitting down, relaxing right now. I had a good workout earlier this morning.
And what's it like waking up every day with one goal in mind, is to be in peak condition for your pro day as you prepare for this draft? What's every day like for you?
It's like an everyday rewind. You just wake up, shake back, and get ready to get better every day.
And you're doing that now. I'm curious. Growing up, young kid, Houston, Texas, you're in the backyard with your buddies. Are you always the better athlete? Are you the kid in Pop Warner or Pee Wee that scored touchdown after touchdown after touchdown?
Man, it's crazy. I ain't never played Pee Wee, but me in the backyard, my friends, yeah, I was a very good competitor.
So kind of fast forward to, I guess, junior varsity, varsity football. How do you start trending towards that receiver position?
In high school, I played quarterback. In middle school, I played really every position, like cornerback on the defense and the offensive side. But coming to college, they had moved me to receiver because of my athletic ability. But as a I played quarterback most of my life in high school. Now I'm a receiver all of a sudden.
So I apologize. If you threw any passes in college, I do not know. I don't know if you did. But – Would you regularly?
I threw a couple trick plays in the game.
All right, that's what I wanted to know. So were you in the coach's ear saying, "Hey, you know what? Let me sling it. I'm ready to go."
Kind of, sort of. Sometimes, you know, during the game, you know, you don't want to be in the head coach's ear all the time, But during practice, during the week, I used to say, throw that trick play in the game, see if it works.
I love it. So, and I'm curious now. You now coming out of high school, Adrian, was anybody looking at you at quarterback or another position, or was everybody eyeing you as a wide receiver, or I know some kids just label you athlete.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Most colleges that recruited me labeled me as an athlete. So I probably could have went and played quarterback somewhere if I really stuck my mind to it.
Wow, man. I did not know you had that much of a quarterback background in your repertoire. But hey, man, the more you can do, the better as we build towards this 2021 NFL draft. Now, Adrian, I'm curious. I ask all the guys to come on the show. I mean, if we threw you in the film room, you're breaking down tape, you're sitting there next to them, what do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the table? What are those, I call them your hallmark home run type traits that are going to help get you drafted?
I'm explosive. Just like, I like to pick people's brain and doing like coach's brain to get better every day. Mostly just like You know, my ability to get out the line and my competitiveness, and that's I believe everybody love a competitor.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
How about this one? You guys break from the huddle. If you're going to put 6 points in the end zone, what's your favorite route to run? How do you love getting that ball into the end zone?
Oh, I definitely, my favorite route would be a slant.
Oh.
That would definitely be my favorite route.
Nice. So, yeah, I like the slant. So something a little creative for you. Now, this is your show. We want everybody out there to know you. And does anything go unnoticed about your game? I mean, you could have been a team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie, great in the community. Maybe the system you ran at Louisiana Tech didn't allow you to do certain things. I mean, what do these teams need to know about you as we count down the days to this upcoming draft?
That I'm a fun guy, you know. I like to have fun. I'm serious too, also, but I like to have fun. You know what I'm saying? I like to have a little giggles on the sideline. I like to pick people up too on the sideline. I like to do things like that. I'm not too big of a hard guy on somebody, being hard on somebody and all that. But I'm mostly like a fun guy. I like to have fun and enjoy my time.
Does, if you're on a typical Saturday afternoon, you're lining up against a defensive back for most of the day, what's that interaction like between you and the DB? I mean, do you kind of joke around with him to keep things lively? Share what it's like to line up against you.
Oh, man. It's scary lining up against me. I'm gonna talk trash to you. I'm gonna get in your head, try to get in your head as best I can, but it's scary. It's dangerous. It's real dangerous.
I love it.
Like I said, I like to get out the line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you have like one go-to saying that you tell everybody? Anything like that?
I like to put my finger and tell people, come stand right here, like come stand right in front of me.
Excellent. That's great, Adrian. This is a fun show. I'm loving it. For you, you know, we're talking about you training and getting ready. When is your pro day?
My pro day is March 18th. It's this month. It's coming up soon.
Yeah. Are you anxious? I mean, do you just want to wake up tomorrow and get it over with, or do you like having a couple more weeks to prepare?
I'm really anxious. I'm anxious to get show what I can do, show everybody what I can do right now.
Yeah. I know you want to knock every one of these drills out of the ballpark, but is there one particular drill, one particular thing that you really think you're going to just drop the jaws off these NFL scouts?
Yeah, my 20-yard shuttle and my 3-cone drill. I think I'm gonna drop some miles in my bra. Ooh. Really, I think I'm gonna show out. Really.
Oh, that's awesome.
To be honest,
I'm excited. So the 18th, I'll be texting you the morning of the 18th, giving you some love and prayers, some motivation. Not that you're gonna need any motivation, but just to help you get maximize everything. I'm curious because I see so many variables across the internet. What is your actual height and weight, Adrian?
Right now, I'm gonna say I'm 6'2" by 208.
208, wow. 208, your playing weight?
210 was my playing weight last year, but right now I'm 208.
Okay.
That's
you're right where you need to be. Okay, so you're right where you normally are. Then, fair enough.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm in between 205 and 210. That's my good weight.
Oh, that's great. And you can sling it. Are you gonna throw it all during your pro day? Or is Ed and EMG gonna strictly just keep you to route running?
They might keep me strictly to route running. But if they want me to throw, I can show what I can do. I can do some trick plays.
Like I said, the more the merrier. It's great stuff. How about this one, man? Outside of the game of football and X's and O's and training, I mean, how do you like to unwind and just relax and enjoy other avenues of life?
Really, I like to sit in the house and, you know, most likely play the video game, listen to music, and I like to go out to eat.
What's your favorite? Any food, or is there a particular,
type of food? I'm going to have to say a baked potato. A loaded baked potato with some beef in there.
You eat the skin?
Sometimes it depends.
Oh, yeah, I always eat that. I love potato, anything potato, but yeah, I mean, I'll eat the skin. I get ignorant with it. My wife yells at me the way I eat potatoes, man. It's kind of goofy. So you're training, and as you go through this process and you look back, I mean, did college go by in a blink of an eye for you, or did it, or did it take just the right amount of time for you to learn enough and get ready for this next step?
During college, I was feeling like it was going by slow. But now that the college is over, it feel like I look back and now it's just, I'm like, man, them days flew by, and I miss all them days I was in college now, but. it was good times, though. It was good times.
Wonderful stuff. Adrian, we're almost out of time. You brought so much life to the program. We just appreciate you sprucing up our Friday night, and I'm sure our listeners were getting a kick out of it as well. But before we let you go, we always call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes, sir. Bring them on.
All right. All right, here we go. Any game day superstitions?
Oh, nah. Not really. Some kind of.
No?
No, not really. No?
How about this one? Name? Did you have a nickname?
Yeah, I got a couple of nicknames. I got AD. People call me AD. People call me Stank. People call me Rudat. People call me Hardy Boy. A couple of them.
Which one's your favorite?
Well, my favorite would be Hardy Boy. I had to go with Hardy Boy.
I love it. And then the final one for you, Adrian. As this draft approaches, the week of the draft, I'm sure you're going to be surrounded by family and friends as you await this next football journey. With that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have ready as you celebrate that special day?
The best cook, I had to say, my dad. That's a tough question. But I'm gonna go with my dad right now, and I'm gonna have to say some gumbo, or some crawfish.
Nice.
Fair
enough, man.
Yeah, that gumbo.
That sounds delicious.
It's the Louisiana gumbo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, this isn't no store-bought. I could just tell this is a home-cooked, delicious recipe that it has to be savory. Man. Adrian, EMG, they represent you. I think they got a fantastic talent in terms of you, and I cannot wait to find out where you land, because I really believe you can. I really believe you're going to have a wonderful NFL career, and I mean, always with everybody, but I'm just saying, I think you're one of those guys kind of flying under the radar. But I think they got a real gem in you, and I think you're going to surprise a lot of people. But with that said, stay humble, stay hungry. March 18th, blow that thing up, my man.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate you for having me on here, too.
No problem. Thank you. Once again, that is Adrian Hardy, the standout Louisiana Tech receiver. And again, this kid's big play, explosive. Good size, can get vertical, it's tough. And like I said, I think he's a sleeper in this 2021 NFL draft. And one of those guys I'm so excited to bring you, to you folks out there, so you kind of really know what this young man brings to the table. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.